So time drew on to the War of the Ring, and the sons of Denethor grew to manhood. Boromir, 5 years the elder, beloved by his father, was like him in face and pride, but in little else. Rather, he was a man after the sort of King Eanor of old, taking no wife, and delighting chiefly in arms, fearless and strong, but caring little for lore, save the tales of old battles. Faramir the younger was like him in looks, but otherwise in mind. He read the hearts of men as shrewdly as his father, but what he read moved him sooner to pity than to scorn. He was gentle in bearing, and a lover of lore and of music, and therefore by many in those days his courage was judged less than his brother's. But it was not so, except that he did not seek glory and danger without a purpose. He welcomed Gandalf at such times as he came to the city, and he learned what he could from his wisdom, and in this, as in many other matters, he displeased his father. Yet between the brothers there was great love, and had been since childhood, when Boromir was the helper and protector of Faramir. No jealousy or rivalry had arisen between them since, for their father's favour or for the praise of men. It did not seem possible to Faramir that anyone in Gondor could rival Boromir, heir of Denethor, captain of the White Tower, and of like mind was Boromir. Yet it proved otherwise at the test. But of all that befell these three in the War of the Ring, much is said elsewhere. And after the war, the days of the ruling stewards came to an end, for the heir of Isildur and Anarion returned, and the kingship was renewed, and the standard of the White Tree flew once more from the Tower of Ecthelion. Here follows a part of the tale of Aragorn and Arwen.